You're listening to the Incomparables Total Party Kill podcast, in which a group of friends play Dungeons & Dragons on the internet for your amusement. This is episode number 381, Dog & Pony Show Season 6, Episode 4, recorded November 2021, posted January 2023. Ask not for who the bing bongs.
Welcome back to Total Party Kill. It's me, Tony Sindelar, a dungeon master. This is a special Thanksgiving episode of Christmas Drawn. Is it themed around Thanksgiving? No. Was it recorded in proximity of Thanksgiving? Yeah. It's me, Tony Green Bean Casserole Sindelar. He, him. And today we are playing Curse of Strahd with the Dog and Pony crew, mixing it up in Ravenloft. I don't remember what else happens in this adventure. Allow me to introduce the players. They will remind you of their characters, and then I will attempt to remind you of what they're up to. First up, it's Aline Gravy Sims. Hi, Aline.
Wow, I'm not sure what to do with this energy, but I like it. Like, I'm not complaining. I like it.
Yeah, let it just keep it flowing. Yes, and it.
Okay, bringing it into my soul. I am a lean sense
pronoun. That is not...
she, her. I play Imra Soliana, the Wood Elf Ranger, and her trusty pupper, everybody's trusty pupper, Androdite. Pronouns are also she, her for Imra and Androdite.
Next up, it's Micah, Turkey Sergeant.
Oh, I was hoping to be pumpkin pie, but alas, I am wearing a turkey on my head, so it makes sense. I play Elivor Landman, the half-elf druid, as well as Samus, the saber-toothed tiger, and recently introduced to the party, Danu, the octopus. Samus and Danu have she-her pronouns. Elivor and I have he-him pronouns.
Oh, yeah.
I think that covers it.
Just need a moment. Next up, it is Jane Cranberry Sauce Ritt.
Hello, I'm Cranberry Sauce, and I play. No, I'm Jane Ritt, and I play Lena Dulina, the human rogue. We both use she/her pronouns.
Also joining us, it's Erica Mac and Cheese Ensign.
Why would you pick mac and cheese? It's two things I can't eat, gluten and dairy. It's my nemesis.
You know what? We can switch.
I spent a lot of time on these. I tried to go with alliteration, and I had them, and then Micah showed up wearing a turkey hat, and that threw that all off. And each of these is individually picked, not based on whether you would enjoy it, because it represents, but who it represents about you as a person. Well, as seen through the lens of madness that is me. Also, I didn't spend that long on this.
All right. Well, I will accept it, except that since I am now Canadian, it needs to be Kraft dinner because nobody calls it mac and cheese. So Katie. Anyway, yeah, I play Brildish, the Dwarven Paladin, and her pronouns and mine are she, her. Brildish's celestial pony, Pony Sindelarant, has the pronouns he, him.
And last but certainly not least, it's Dan Biscuits Morin.
I'll take it. I was assuming it was going to be rolls, but I'll accept it. I think that's valid. What was
I
the
like
question
Biscuits
again?
More.
I like Biscuits Morin, too. They're really good.
As a word, biscuits has a...
Biscuits.
It's fun.
Like there's a
better
there's
for
a
podcasting
energy to biscuits.
There is a rolls biscuits. Just kind of lies there, right? It just sort of...
Ugh. It literally rolls off the tongue.
Dan, it keeps going. I am playing Kastan Onatar's Crucible, Warforged Cleric of the God Onatar. Crucible's pronouns are they, them. My pronouns are he, him. Tony, back to you.
All right, what are we doing? We are in Ravenloft. That is the seat of Strahd's power here in Barovia. That is to say, Big Barovia. After journeying all throughout the land of Barovia, you have come to perhaps the final chapter, the beginning of the end. Ravenloft itself, you had a very awkward abbreviated brunch with Strahd, and now is he hunting you? Are you hunting him? Unclear, but you are in his house. Specifically, you are in the basement of Ravenloft. You have explored some torture chambers, some jail cells. You freed a werewolf. That's a thing you did, which you are accountable for now. And you have ventured up from the torture chamber into a room next to the kind of weird observation deck for the torture chamber. This room is listed in the adventure book as the brazier room. I described it at the end of last session. The major landmark in this room, which hopefully you can see on the map, it is a room with a lot of doors, but it's got this big glowing fire in the middle of it. And there was an inscription that I read to you around this kind of hourglass shaped thing. So there's a wood framed hourglass, tall and wide as a dwarf, 10 feet above the brazier, suspended by thick iron chains. The sand is stuck in the upper portion. And there is there are also 2 9-foot tall iron statues of knights on horseback, poised to charge with swords drawn, in the alcoves on either side of the brazier. Surely statues are nothing that I have been conditioning you to be afraid of for years. I guess I'll just read the magic writing on the hourglass again to remind you, because it's kind of rhymey, and I think you speculated about what it would do at the end of last session. But just to remind you, written around it is the text: cast a stone into the fire. Violet leads to the mountain spire. Orange to the castle's peak. Red if lore is what you seek. Green to where the coffins hide. Indigo to the master's bride. Blue to ancient magic's womb. Yellow to the master's tomb.
I don't think we want to go straight to the master's tomb immediately.
Agreed.
I mean, Brildish does.
We know where Strahd sleeps, and it's not in the tomb, though, isn't it?
You know, you have been given by a prophecy a place you can always find him.
Like his local coffee shop or something.
Like a place, yeah, a place that you could find him.
Every time I come in here, I they always know what I want to drink.
Everyone it's knows my name.
It's me and my couch, basically, is what it is. That's where you can find me.
Strahd does have a tomb somewhere in Ravenloft, of which presumably he needs to return to at some point. It's hard to perhaps know where that is, given the whole lack of access to night and day here in the basement of an evil castle, a place you have chosen to go.
Ancient magic's what?
Womb.
That's probably not a dead dragon, huh?
No.
No.
Even though I think the dragon is ancient.
You have a variety of things that you are looking through throughout Ravenloft, including there are some more objects that might help you before your confrontation with Strahd. Mm-hmm. And then I think you were very interested in finding a dragon skull, which I think you may have been given some kind of reference to, like a trophy room?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hard to know where
so
a trophy room would be.
So lore seems useful. Lore seems useful. Mm-hmm. That might provide more information or, heaven forbid, a map to this place.
A map would be most valuable.
I mean,
so
lore.
I think you, and there are.
Oh my God, does the map sing?
No, hello, map I'm a awesome. Map.
Dan is too map. Old to get I'm the Dora Dan. The Explorer reference that Mike.
I guess so.
Nope. Yeah. Don't know.
Yep.
But you got it, Tony, so we're all
somehow
good.
Somehow I got it.
He's
I'm
a year younger
possibly
than
the
me.
Oldest person Dan, here.
Is that true? Dan is so old in age.
I am older than Dan.
Yeah, but
oh,
Dan
yes.
acts like an ancient man. I mean, his bones are all brittle.
I'm so sorry, Dan. you know. I just want you to know I'm thankful for you.
I am thankful
but
for
is
you.
He as ancient that, as magic's womb?
That back there is on my lawn, Tony. And just
yeah, I was going to say, he owns a house.
That
he,
is true. Okay, I got to be on Tony's side.
He's
now,
really so into folk music. I don't know anything else about old
that's,
people.
What?
He shops at Whole Foods.
Writes novels.
Yeah, writes novels.
Is
probably
that
sitting in like
thing?
A really nice chair while he's doing it. I don't know.
Likes
probably
to wear blazers.
Blazers
like,
all the
likes
time.
Likes to wear them.
I like to wear blazers.
I propose that we put it to a vote.
Dan old.
Dan, correct me wrong. Don't you often say it's kind of chilly in here, and then you put on like 3 sweaters? That does that sound like you?
When's the last time you had a bottle of Ensure?
Dan, yeah. I mean,
it's
I don't
cold
know
in
anything.
My house, Tony. What do you want?
Well, oh, my house that I bought.
You guys, I live in, I wear a house coat, and I call it a house coat. I think I still win for oldest. Thank you.
Okay, let's go lore.
The point is,
lore.
Dan is
agreed.
Dan is 1 year older than me, and I need...
And you need and, this.
And I don't need anything. I just need to hurt people to feel alive. That's why I'm a dungeon master. Help.
Okay, you guys...
Everything's great.
However, my question is, and I think we may have briefly touched on this before, is can we get back right away? Because what if it takes us out of the castle altogether? Because, for example, we have Indigo to the Master's Bride, which I'm assuming is the way Strahd gets all the way across the entire continent over to the Abbey real quick. And then maybe he flies home because he just needs to stretch his wings at that point.
Good point.
Right.
So I don't know where this lore is.
Well, we know some of them are in the castle. So, Castle's Peak. The coffins are probably here. The master's tomb is probably here.
Yeah, what mountain?
Magic's womb? Maybe?
Yeah, I was wondering about the mountain.
So perhaps we limit it to just the places that we believe to be inside the castle. I had assumed that the lore would be in a library, but it could also be to the Vistani camp.
Or Baba Lasaga. Like, maybe knew stuff. Past tense. Haha.
So here's what I'll offer for you. I'm freestyling. This peek behind the scenes. I think I can decide how this thing works, regardless of how the adventure is written. So, as you'll remember, there are stones around the rim of the brazier, matching the colors described in the kind of rhyme. You could toss a stone into the brazier and see what kind of portal opened up and look through that portal.
I like this idea.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's
peek our heads through.
Do we think that does one just reappear, or maybe it doesn't burn? It just
I assume
sort of
it's
sits.
More. I would assume there's no reason to have a thing that you can only use once, right?
Yeah,
there
must and be probably a way to like, it. Does somebody have a mage hand? Because like
maybe it's like Pez.
Pull it out.
There are just a bunch of stacks underneath. Some spring mechanism. Yeah.
I love the idea of magic Pez. Magic
Crucible Pez. Is perfectly willing to try picking up a stone and throwing it in.
All right, what color you want to start
Which
with?
Color.
Start with lore.
Yeah, let's do that. Red.
All right. The kind of swirling portal appears. The fire turns red. The grains in the hourglass glow. You get the sense that you would kind of touch the hourglass to be pulled through this portal. Crucible, it yearns for it. And you see an image of a study. And it looks just based on, you get the sense that probably it's in Ravenloft, stonework, fancy furniture and accoutrements. So it looks
there haven't been any somewhere. Other castles that we have come across.
Yeah, anywhere. It looks
not a
so.
Lot of
it
big buildings,
nice.
Even right. The Abbey, the Abbey was the only other thing.
Yeah, if it was not Ravenloft, it's like, and you've been to like, say, you've looted most of the nicer structures in Barovia. Yeah. I was like, you've been to all the various Burgermeister's homes.
It's not a windmill. Is what you're telling me.
Yeah, Leah's like, this is definitely in the castle.
People want to go through? I say
let's
go through.
Do it.
Yeah, let's do
all
it.
All right. So you said touch
everybody
the
hold hands.
Yes, we all hold
yes,
hands.
Yes, we hold hands. Yes,
I think we should definitely. Hold hands with all of our or
tentacles.
All
right.
Wow. Okay. You're gonna do this?
Yeah.
What's happening? I figured you would, throw some other rocks
nope.
to see where those go.
Nope.
Jump in.
Jump all right.
In.
We crave knowledge.
In theory, we know where this knowledge. Is, so if it's in the castle, we might be able to get back to it without dying too many times. That's just the logic that's happening in Brildish's mind right now.
We'll roll with the punches.
Yeah, we just go down to the basement, wade through the trapped water that's full of zombies.
Simple.
Mm-hmm. Zombie water. Refreshing.
Also, Tony, you were razzing us for freeing a werewolf. I believe the record will show that the werewolf was hot.
Yeah, the record
the record
will show
absolutely
that.
Shows
it's
that.
Right.
Show. Certainly
yeah.
the YouTube version of the record shows that. I mean, you just have to take our word for it if you're listening to the audio version of the podcast.
Just use our
I think they can tell.
Yeah.
We made it clear, I think.
By our reactions.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's that's acting, Tactics? You can tell if the werewolf's hot.
I wasn't acting. I really thought he was hot.
Real. It's a real cinema verite situation happening.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm.
I was totally ready for this. Da, da, da.
Oh, no. Did you think that we would spend the entire session bickering?
He does. He, he knows us, so.
Most of the time you can count on that. That's it, the.
It's the fact that it's an American holiday week. We're really just excited to go.
I assumed he had prepared a list of the places, like in order of most likely we're going to go there. And like, knowledge, these idiots never want to do that.
Tossing the redstone into the brazier causes its flame to change from white to the color red. The sands begin to fall from the hourglass. Crucible reaches out and touches the hourglass and feels himself being kind of sucked into the portal.
Along with the rest of us, because we're all holding hands.
Each of you, you hold hands, including Aragal. It joins in at the very end.
He's holding on to Pony's tail.
Yeah, Pony's tail. Yes. And I believe I have now set things up appropriately. In Roll 20, you are pulled through the portal and kind of tumble onto the floor of a rather ornately, how do you appoint it? Do you appoint it?
Mm-hmm, sure.
Study?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yep,
yeah,
that's a good word.
Thanks.
It's well appointed.
A well appointed study. Allow me to read the description of this room. You're now in the room, so you can really see it, whereas before you were just seeing kind of a snapshot of it. And this does seem like this is almost certainly somewhere in Castle Ravenloft, but perhaps you are several stories higher than you were before. There is a blazing hearth filled with fire, rolling waves of red and amber light, giving this study kind of a warm, almost cheery feel. The walls in this room are lined with ancient books and tomes. The leather covers are well oiled and preserved through careful use. It smells like oily books in here, is what I'm saying. The room is clean and orderly. The stone floor is covered with a thick, luxurious rug. Looking at Dan.
Are there unicorns on it?
In the center of the room is a large, low table, waxed and polished to a mirrored finish. Even the pokers in its stand next to the blazing fireplace is polished. Large, overstuffed divans and couches are arranged around the room. Two chairs of burgundy-colored wood with padded leather seats and back cushions face the hearth. A huge painting hangs over the mantelpiece and a heavy, gilded frame. The rolling firelight illuminates the portrait.
Question.
Portrait of.
Is this the side with the hearth? Because it looks like it just sort of cuts off abruptly.
I was trying to figure out if there's a hearth or a window.
Mm-hmm. There's no sign of it.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, Brildish is going to, like, first thing, hop off of Pony and examine that hearth.
Brings a horse to a study.
Elevore definitely goes and faints on one of the fainting couches and is just sort of kicked back.
Honestly, I love this room and I don't ever want to leave it.
Well, there is one, perhaps... downside to this room that kind of puts a bit of a pallor over it. Let me just make a quick handout in Roll 20.
Is it the portrait?
Is it the terrible portrait?
It is the terrible portrait, which is, you know, I'm just setting this up in Roll 20 right now. It is this portrait because for all of you, so I'm excited that you got here because I commissioned this quite a while ago and it was unclear when I would get to share it with you. There is a dramatic... painting of one Strahd von Zelnitz.
It's so good.
Oh my god, I love this so much.
Wow.
Tony, it's so good.
That's not acting, folks. I'm really excited.
Wow. That's such a good
That's a great
piece
picture.
Oh my god.
It's so hot.
Yeah, I know.
I want it in a heavy wooden frame above my own mantle. Yes,
there were some emails about what exact hotness we were needed here in our
Let
in
me
our
just say,
lore.
You threaded that needle.
Yeah,
that's very, well, that's conflicted. You know.
It's true.
Yeah. I will upload a high quality version of that into Slack for people.
Oh yeah, I should download that so I can put it in our show notes to make sure everybody gets to see it in this episode. Future me, do that.
Really good.
I don't know what I'm doing, so I just sent that to the Incomparable member Slack instead of our Slack.
That's all right. They'll be thrilled.
Yes.
So there you go, everybody.
Become an Incomparable member so you can get really, really early previews.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Hashtag teaser.
All right. So that image is there. It is an image of Strahd himself. Kind of standing in the woods with perhaps Castle Ravenloft in the background, illuminated by moonlight. Moonlight that is much too bright for what you see in the dreary nights of Ravenloft. Strahd is clutching a sword. He's got his one other hand in a fist. He's wearing a kind of a cape with a crimson lining and kind of, I guess, staring at the painter with kind of a steely expression on his pale face.
I mean, that's a very sort of toned down way of describing it. I mean, it could have...
I feel like it pans
back to the entire party who are all just in there like,
yeah, I thought this would make me like the study less, but weirdly.
Anyway,
I love this room. I never want to leave.
You did say that even before we knew.
Is anybody else notice the eyes follow you or?
Just don't walk around.
Do perception to see if the eyes follow us.
That's actually a great idea.
I also want to do perception just on this hearth, the stonework. Is there something behind it, hiding behind the fire? Where does the chimney go?
We should note that that artwork was clearly made by the same artist who made our incredible characters.
I would assume so. Yeah, it looks great.
Yes. This art of Strahd is by Elizabeth Fijalkowski, who also did our character art, who does like lots of other amazing art.
Thank you, Elizabeth.
Great Doctor Who art.
So good, too.
Mm-hmm. And is, you know, if you're looking to get art commissioned, is a delight to work with. So, yeah.
Hot Strahd. Hashtag Hot Strahd.
Yeah. I will tell you, now that I've had D&D art commissioned, it is like the best thing ever. And it's like, I want to do this all the time.
I know.
Anytime I've got an art commission for something,
it's a very dangerous drug.
Can I pay you more?
Yes.
Slippery slope.
Hotshot aside, you are in the study. Let's see. Broldish wanted to look at the fireplace. Somebody else wanted to look at the painting. There might be other things you want to look at. There are also, on the map, but there are many doorways off of this study. Seems like you might be, there's no windows, so you're probably somewhere kind of central inside the
nestled
the castle. But there are two sets of doors on the north side, double doors to the west, and a kind of small door to the south. The hearth takes up most of the eastern wall of this chamber. Let me now deal with the perception checks. Lena, tell me about yours.
So despite having advantage, I only rolled a 16.
16. The eyes do seem to follow you. It's unclear if that is magical or just the art of painting. Roldis, you wanted to do something.
Yeah, I was looking at the hearth and my amazing perception check is a 6, I think because I'm distracted by Hot Strahd.
Fire, hot. Almost hot as Strahd.
But is there anything obvious about the fireplace? I guess is what I'm asking.
Does it have a clear back?
It is very deep.
Are there any like stones or like I just want to throw something at the back and make sure that there's a wall and there's not like a...
Yeah, there's a stone wall there.
Okay, okay.
It is very deep and, you know, yeah, but...
Did you mention tools next to the fireplace?
There's a poker.
Just a poker? That's it? That's weird.
Maybe I don't know enough about fireplaces.
Usually there are like four things. Like there's a little shovel, there's a poker, there's a broom, and a rake. Like those are the four things.
And maybe they used to have a fireplace.
We didn't have a rake.
Remember, Strahd is an accomplished magic user. This fire may be magical in origin.
Okay,
as well.
Well,
it is very large and burning brightly despite
what is
I'm
not
use,
looking. There's,
I'm going to use that poker and poke around.
There's no logs here.
I'm going to poke around and see if there's anything hiding in the fire. Drag it out if there is.
Sticking your hand into the fire?
No, the poker. I said I'm taking the poker and I'm just sort of like...
Well, as you lift up the poker...
Oh, boy.
There is the sound of stone
Lady Gaga's
grinding
poker face.
On stone. And the back wall of the fireplace... kind of slides away.
This is a terrible secret passage where there's one tool and it's the tool you need to manage the fire.
Except that you don't because there's no logs or anything. But okay, guys,
still,
once we're done looking around in here, let's go that way.
Is the fire
sound good?
Is the fire hot, by the way? Like, is it, if you put your hand up, do you feel heat? Or is it an illusion?
It feels hot. Okay, quite hot. Okay. Warm from where you are.
Do any of you have cantrips that can extinguish flame?
I have a dispel magic, which might work. It's not a cantrip, but it might do the job.
Create a bonfire, but that doesn't help us.
Make your bonfire take out that bonfire.
That is not the problem that we have.
I can make one.
Elevor, just cast that spell backward.
Oh, you're right. Hold on. It didn't work.
I have protection from energy, which I can use for fire, but that only works on one person. So that's not super helpful. And it's a third level spell.
Ooh, I can snuff out a small campfire.
Maybe you could do like the side of it and we could run around.
Let me try the dispel magic, unless anybody... Yeah.
Mine's a cantrip, so if you want to try mine first, and then ahead. We'll...
Yeah. But before what we do that, we should finish looking around in this room, and then, just because like if it's hard to get through, we don't want to have to try to come back.
Oh, Elevor definitely wants to check underneath all the cushions of the sofa. He sort of lazily gets up from having fainted and starts
checking. It's a fainting couch. It's almost a bed.
Yeah, yep. Exactly.
It's the next best
all right, Elevor, you start checking all the cushions. There's disappointingly nothing underneath them.
Not even
spare change with Strahd's face on them.
Tony, can Crucible do a quick survey of, a bookshelf?
Yeah, there's lots of books here.
I think I'll have to start with one. How about this one all
right.
over by the...
all four or nine, however many there are.
There is over 1,000 unique tomes in here. Crucible, this is an impressive personal collection. This collection...
Oh, no, we're never getting them out of here.
...stealing business would be tens of thousands of gold pieces worth of books. Roll me a D12, Crucible, and I'll tell you what section you have wandered over to.
Okay, and I rolled a 24 in perception, if that matters at all.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I rolled a 3 on my D12.
All right, you go over and pull a particularly interesting looking book off the shelf. It seems to be the biography of an ancient queen telling about her rise to power and how she united warring tribes and ruled over her kingdom for decades, leading them into prosperity under her iron rule.
It's called Lean In.
Sick burn, Jason. Crucible will. In my head, as he opens up a little compartment in his chest, puts it in.
Is that
like a tiny library, like
book?
A lending
got,
library?
Yeah, they've got a little library in their chest. Yeah.
It's a little.
Does
free
anyone
library.
Else want to roll a d12 and grab a book off the shelves?
Yes. Yeah.
Everybody some of these topics are 12. Annoying. 12. All right. Well, perhaps this speaks well to you, Brildis. You find a theological text. there is a lot of notes in the margin that are kind of very disparaging. You think they might be in Strahd's handwriting.
I'm going to keep this. I've been studying for the cleric exam my entire life, mm-hmm. and I feel like maybe this will help me. I'm going to ignore the notes.
Yeah, the C exam's got it.
He's just subtweeting.
Yeah.
I rolled an 11.
11. Elevor, you find an anthology of poetry.
Darn it.
That seems very Elevor to me.
No, I love it. Elevor, if it's nature poetry, sure. But if it's like bloviating nasal gazing,
worse or better than navel gazing?
Is impressive because it typically requires like a crab sort of creature that can actually nasal gaze.
Or a mirror, Strahd can't use.
Exactly. So very impressive. But if it's nasal gazy poetry, then Elevor rolls his eyes, because that's the whole point. Is like he's old enough now that he doesn't take himself too seriously, because it's just like, why do people need to take themselves seriously? It's silly. So he'd be like, ugh, these youngins haven't learned yet. Anyway, I guess he's going to take the book and throw it into the fire.
Wow. I rolled a 5.
Wow. We're people that burn books, are we now?
Hey,
both of our hands reach out and graze each other as we pull the same book.
The same book.
Oh, okay.
Jane, you're going to love this. Book
Horses?
5. Book on heraldry.
Oh, yes. Okay. Yes.
Yeah. I look at Lena and I'm like, I think that this is more appropriate for you than for me.
Yeah.
Has anyone not gotten the
Does Strahd have a crest?
Yeah, I believe we've seen it. This is the kind of thing I should get correctly. I thought he...
Three bats rampant on a field of azure.
Boy, Lena isn't that interested, so
I spent a lot of time learning
that she looks that up.
Harold Jane, Rulingo for Aragol? Inconceivable introduction, Tony.
Aragol should get a book.
Oh, yes. Oh, Aragol sees everybody else getting a book, and he also wants a book.
All right, hold on. The book says that there is a crest on page 239, so I'm going to page 239.
Page 239.
Oh, God.
The crest page.
Did this wrong and rolled.
Next to the Colgate page.
Damn it, Micah, you took it literally right in front of me.
I saw you going to the microphone. I was like, I have to say it.
Aragol has a 7.
Oh, Aragol's taking books now?
Yes. Mm-hmm. A book on sidekicks.
Aragol didn't want to feel
he
left out.
He wants to be one of the team so bad.
How to murder your vampire lord.
He just pockets it.
The third one is profit.
Ooh, doesn't realize. This is handy.
All right. That is the Strahd family crest there that I've shown you.
You're okay. Okay,
could
Strahd.
Use some work.
You have wow. this is something Strahd doodled in the margins of his notebook in high school.
It does look
there's like a griffin with like wings spread against like the castle.
I will say I think the idea is something a 13-year-old goth would do, but the execution of it is above that.
Yeah. But yeah, Lena's so gonna look it up like, what could it mean?
No. I mean, I think that so that to describe this, help me out, people, because I don't know if I'm really getting this
right.
Oh,
I just closed it.
There is like a griffin looking creature.
Yeah.
It's some kind of bird monster.
Huge.
Really, wings spread. And then I guess it's on your kind of traditional heraldry shield.
But the shield is very narrow, and the wings go way out.
Yeah,
outside.
Wings go way out.
It's not quite right.
It's kind of, this looks kind of like something like a trashy back tattoo of crests. Yeah. Yeah. On the shield is also, the shield has kind of a gothic motif to it. And there is, that's definitely the spires of Castle Ravenloft, in silhouette on the shield itself. Ravenloft
like
is distinctive for its
tendrils or something it too. I don't know.
And a skull at the bottom? But like a skull?
Yeah,
it looks skullish.
Maybe. It's kind of hard to tell. It's very small.
And some fancy ribbons sort of hanging.
Yeah, and then there's a ribbon because
of,
it's not like, legally. Not legally a crest if there's not some kind of ribbon motif on it. Mm-hmm. The spires of Ravenloft are, you know, I mean, I guess you've been kind of seeing them on the horizon for many days now, but they are distinctive as a castle for, it has these two very tall towers, one that's got your kind of flat battlements peak, and the other one that's slightly taller that has your kind of, I would call Tony Sindelar, student of archaeology, a wizard tower, which is to say it's got your
architecture?
Your pointy peak. So anyway, that's the Strahd family crest. Let's see if there's anything else you can ask me today that I'm unprepared for that I will look up.
Aragol rolled a 7.
Mm-hmm. Well, dang it.
If anyone glances at the heraldry book after Lena puts it down, she has opened it and looked at the heraldry for House Lena, which is a red bird holding a snowdrop flower.
Oh.
Someone came prepared.
7
Brodish
is
probably
an epic,
did. She probably
an
like...
epic novel. He found. So Aragol found the very slim fiction session.
Idea that he's just like, I'm just going to sit here and read for a while.
All right, guys. Anyone, airport literature that is also about vampires.
Yeah. Oh, Anne Rice.
He found the YA and he's like engrossed.
Clear and present anger? No, that's not great.
Clear and present vampire.
Vampire.
Oh man, that is the Tom Clancy Anne Rice crossover I've been waiting for.
Mm. Yeah, so this is the study. There are many more books just glancing around.
Yeah, lore.
You know.
I thought we were supposed to. Well, I guess it could be behind the fire.
Well, I mean, these all have lore.
That's true.
Where do you expect to find lore?
Did you have a specific thing that you
did? You want it in podcast form, Micah?
The lore I was hoping for was useful lore.
If there's anything about the building of the castle
or Valor,
I think that would be something that would interest
us. There is no. It does not seem like there is anything like that.
Is there
there's
a section labeled useful
maps.
Books?
Yeah.
No. All the other books are bad.
There's no atlas or dictionary. Or
let's go through this fireplace.
Wait, before we go through the fireplace.
Let's look under the table.
Wants to try to peek behind the painting on the wall.
Okay.
See if there's anything back there.
Tony now brings us. Check, he has commissioned a portrait of the back of Strahd.
Oh, please. Yes.
Oh, I don't know. Tell me more.
I don't think that's how paintings work yet.
That's how it should work.
It is for one sheets for movie posters, yeah. Right? No, not quite.
Behind the painting, Elevar, you reach out with your right hand and flip over the painting.
Very specific.
Behind it is wood paneling. Ooh. For this study.
And nothing like in the wall or
nothing.
A hole in the wall.
Nothing in the wall.
Very well. Okay. So
there's a secret room behind the fireplace. How much else
yeah,
is there going to be in
that.
Here?
Let's do it. Just trying to be thorough.
All right.
So, Elevor, are you going to attempt your
cantrip?
I sneeze, and at the same time, I cast Druidcraft, which says you instantly light or snuff out a candle, a torch, or a small campfire.
I will allow that to work here. So you put out the fire. There's still, it's hot, but you can see that there is beyond the fire. There's a doorway has been opened into, it looks kind of just like a dark closet or very small stone chamber beyond that. I've shown it to you on the map, but not described it to you yet.
Let's get in there.
We're going to walk in and then there's going to be something evil.
It looks like it would be hard to fit all of you, especially with all your gosh dang pets, into that chamber at the same time.
I feel like Crucible or Brildish should go
first.
Yeah,
I'm stepping, or Elevor stepping out of the way. He's like, I did the fire part.
Crucible will happily stride in.
Yeah, I'll draw my longbow and have it ready, have an arrow knocked in case.
All right, why don't
maybe
you
the
arrange...
rogue, unless there are any locks or things.
Why don't you arrange your tokens accordingly?
Oh boy.
I will cast the light cantrip on the end of my spear.
All right, if Crucible will go through, then I'm going to stay on this side just in case something happens here.
Oh, yeah, something could close or shut.
Does Pony want to be right where he is, or does he want to be back further?
Actually, I'm going to hop back up on Pony. Is this tall? Okay. Can I see into the fireplace from the top of Pony, or?
I feel like it's probably not that tall, based on my knowledge.
All right,
my
then
limited
will...
knowledge All right. of fireplaces.
And yeah, Pony will...
Well, castles can have like really grand fireplaces.
It's true.
This is like a medium fireplace.
Okay.
Let me explain. It is a fireplace that contains a fire that was comparable to a small campfire. Otherwise, Mike is spelled.
It's a cozy fireplace.
Yeah.
For a castle.
Yes. Well, it's the study. It's not the grand hall.
It's cozy for a castle.
Who is leading the way? I will describe what you see inside this dark hole.
I think Crucible.
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 Yep.
Crucible, you poke your head in to this room. This room seems like it's still kind of filled with smoke from the fire that would have kind of leached in here. It's kind of a dark little rectangular room. There is prominently in this room a closed chest surrounded by piles of gold, silver, and copper coins. Chest is rather fancy. It's got very ornate fittings and clawed feet, keeping it slightly elevated above the ground. Attached to the east wall are two torch sconces. Sconces is a fun D&D word to say. The southernmost one holds a torch with an intricate metal base. The other is empty. As always, D&D room descriptions really bury the lead. In the middle of the floor, a skeleton in broken plate armor lies against the wall. The skeleton's right hand is on its throat, and its left hand holds a ornate torch.
Does the torch?
In this case, the torch is like a metal. All right, people can help me if I'm wrong here. I imagine this is the torch. It's not lit, and it is so. It's the the part. The ice cream cone of the torch.
Yeah.
Got it.
CSI Barovia, it seems like this poor adventurer potentially picked up a torch.
The wrong torch.
And got the slice.
Tony, does the torch the skeleton is holding match the torches in the sconce?
It sure does.
All right.
Oh, we need someone with mage hand.
Look around for traps.
Yeah, I'm going to roll perception in here, and I got a rather paltry 13.
You're rolling 13 to do what?
To look around and see if I can understand what the relationship for the with the torch the guy's holding to the torches on the wall.
It's complicated.
Did he pick one up? Did he?
There are two sconces. One's got a torch in it. One doesn't. There is a torch in the hands of the skeleton.
And, oh, there were just two? Why did I think there were
yeah,
more?
Yeah, and the skeleton, you said, is holding its throat with its other hand?
Yeah.
So either he slit his own throat and was like, ah, or some magic overtook him and he actually choked himself with one
hand. I think, or he was trying to gasp for breath.
Yeah, like gas filled the chamber or something.
So with my rogue trap finding eyes, I have a 29 to try and inspect the walls for either gas or arrow slits or various deadly
traps.
Accessories.
All right. Blade holes. Looking around, Lena, what number was that? It was very high.
29.
Right? Woo! 29. Spicy. Lena, you scan the room with Batman efficiency. You notice there is a telltale, well, you know, for a rogue, not these other, you know,
chumps,
yokels didn't see it. There's clearly a seam on the eastern wall of this strange chamber, suggesting, and it's right next to an empty sconce. So clearly, there's some kind of secret passageway on the eastern wall of this chamber. But you also look around because it, you know, there's a corpse here. Well, I don't know. Is it when does a skeleton cease to be a corpse and just become a skeleton?
When it loses its flesh, probably.
There's no flesh, so
yes,
full been here for quite some time.
We've done it,
skeleton.
There are no dart holes or pendulum blade slicey things or anything like that. I'm just gonna say that I feel like your finely tuned rogue senses kind of focus in on the chest as possibly being, you know, the main architectural feature of this room and possible source of
death,
badness.
Shall we investigate the chest, or maybe I was
perception arcana?
Just ignore it.
Yeah. So I think there's another chamber.
So this is like a dummy treasure chamber.
So clever. I think I would prefer the chest looks trapped. I mean, the story feels like adventurer comes in, sees a treasure chest, needs light to inspect it. Grabs the sconce, touches the chest. Something bad happens.
Yeah.
Throat-wise?
Throat-wise, yeah. Throatial region?
It doesn't seem as though them removing that torch is what opens the other door, else
That's
they
true.
Would not be here. So That's the question true. Is, did they pick the wrong torch, or is there some other trigger for this that we are
trade
not
trade them
seeing?
Or something like
I can
that.
Inspect the chest, but if the trap is magical, me inspecting the chest might be enough to set off the trap, which I do not want to do.
Can you more closely inspect the slit in the wall to see if there's some sort of, you know, could we wedge it open potentially? Is there?
Yeah, I can take a look at that. Or Crucible, I know that you have your, well, I guess this isn't a ruin. Is your feature
how many skeletons
for
are needed to make it a ruin?
Or for all architecture?
Specifically says,
I mean, I feel like you'd actually be better at a building that's not a ruin.
I mean, my specific text says when you enter a ruin or dungeon, you can correctly ascertain its purpose and determine its builders. Whether those were dwarves, elves, humans, Yuan-Ti, or some other known race. In addition, you can determine the monetary value of art objects more than a century old.
You know what? Dan, I feel like we never give you anything for that ability, even though I think that ability is very cool.
I'm a freaking archaeologist, man.
Well, and I'm reminded of, you know, I had in the old days when I was but a simple player of the Dungeons & Dragons, and I had a... You know, I had a just an adorable halfling rogue that I leveled up to like level 18, and his best skill was dungeoneering. Did dungeoneering ever come up? Almost never. And this is the dungeoneering of 5th edition. I think you mentioned something, Dan, or someone else mentioned, and I think it kind of lights something up in Crucible's brain. There's a lot in about this room that kind of twigs that idea of perhaps a like a false
burial chamber type thing,
or maybe even a thing that might be put in place to lead grave robbers to think they found the treasure when the true treasure is somewhere beyond. So though this is just a simple secret room behind a fireplace in a study somewhere in the halls of Castle Ravenloft, you are reminded of some ancient tombs.
How many secret rooms deep are we?
Two.
But I mean, we got to the study by a teleportation circle. We don't even know if those doors go anywhere.
So I guess it's like Lena looks around, sees this seam, kind of points it out, and Crucible is like, I suspect there's another chamber beyond.
Indeed. Perhaps we just need to
figure
out... But
something clearly killed an adventure in this chamber.
Yes, we simply need to figure out how to trigger the door. The question is whether the torch or the chest led to their demise.
So, do we want to pick up the other torch?
Oh, interesting idea. So, I might
just gonna check where is everybody's tokens as we do.
I am where I am. So, if it is a air-related thing, Crucible doesn't breathe. So, perhaps we could have you step out of the room. Crucible will attempt to pick up the torch. Crucible will pick up the torch and, fingers crossed.
But we'll maintain line of sight.
Yes.
So that we can cop a nice healing word if he needs it.
So you believe line of sight but not breathing?
I'm ready to grab the wall if it starts coming down to try to grab it. And
Though this has not directly come up, Tony, when I created this character under personality traits, I just happened to notice that the number one is I love a good puzzle or mystery. So
well, remember that guy? Remember that old carefree Crucible who opened every bag?
It's true.
We call this growth. So it sounds like you've got a plan, which is that Crucible is perhaps the least vulnerable to the type of attack you think might be happening here. So other people are going to back off to some degree. Broldish is positioned by the door. Other people are back in
Elevore
the study.
Elevore is poised to do another kill that fire if the fire restarts.
Yeah. Argal is searching the study for the portal back to the basement.
The wall, did it... I can't remember what you said when I moved the poker. Did the wall drop? Did it lift? I'm just trying to figure out.
Which way do you want it to be, Broldish?
It doesn't really matter. I think you said
slowly
it lifted up.
Slowly side to side.
Yes.
But yes. Slowly side to side is good.
It shimmies.
Yes.
Swings open. I don't
know. PowerPoint transition.
Star wipe. Yes. Star wipe.
Barn doors. Yep.
Star wipes away.
Iris
absolutely.
Is open.
Yes.
Playing with the poker, you see that you could easily control the closing and opening.
Strahd loves his keynote.
So, Broldish, are you standing by the poker to control the opening and closing of this, or by the opening that the poker opens and closes?
I'm standing by the opening just because I'm concerned that there might be some sort of timing mechanism on the poker, so I will, try to hold it or, shove the magic axe, in the way so it can't close all the way down. That's my rudimentary plan.
All right. The other people have backed well off. Crucible, you are standing in the room. Broldish is kind of around the door frame from you.
Yep, let's
only about
the fire
10 feet away. Imra, Elevore, Lena, a good 20 feet back.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
All right.
Pony, 180 feet away.
Yeah, Pony. Pony's going to hang out with Argal.
Yeah. Pony exploring
Argal's
tax
reading the young adult novel and just like...
Did I mention it with so many tips?
There's a section in the middle that's just all manga, and
He's reading it the other way.
Yeah.
Wow.
So
really expanding his horizons.
All right, Crucible will reach out and we'll grab the torch that is still in the wall.
Okay, you lift the torch out of the sconce. It's metal. It's ornate. Nothing happens.
Crucible will attempt to light it.
Okay. It lights.
Okay. I will. All right. Nothing happening so far. Examine the sconce and see if there's anything happening there. I got a 12 on perception.
Right now there's two empty sconces because you're holding
a
torch.
So there's like
a skeleton has a torch,
but like where the whatever was attached to the wall.
Yeah, I imagine there's like a metal
bracket or something.
Right.
Yeah. Anything happen with that? Is it movable at all?
Nope.
Up, down, left, right.
Doesn't seem
BA,
like
BA, select start.
Oh, reference acknowledged.
How's it going in there, Crucible?
Oh, fine.
Maybe we need to put the other torch into the other bracket.
Sure.
Flip them around.
That's an idea. Hearing Elevore suggest that, Crucible will pick up both torches and put them both in the sconces.
All right. That by doing that, you have no idea what does anything. Great job at running a controlled experiment. As you do that...
Not a scientist.
Isn't an archaeologist a kind of scientist?
Social scientist. Oh.
Wow, we are going to get mail. the wall where Lena had observed a seam swings inward toward you, Crucible, revealing a large cobwebbed passage beyond.
This is not getting better. Just getting worse.
I'm just going to tell you, every level of Castle Ravenloft has geography and architecture that is banana pants. And you are gonna I think every level has something where if you find it, you will be like, why is this way? Who would do this?
It's like, let me tell you,
weird vampire.
Tony, I know that you haven't looked at a lot of houses in the real estate market or homes, but this is what you learn in New England. Every house in New England has something weird that makes no sense. You're like, why is it like this?
Strahd had this built. He's the original owner.
Yes, I'll
and he's a weird guy.
It's been a thousand years, though, right?
Do you know how little construction is allowed in Barovia?
Change over time.
I'm just saying, he doesn't even have he doesn't have a Winchester Mystery House thing that he can claim because he's the guy.
Strahd Mystery House. Yeah. Sure. Okay. Throw a torch into this room, a lit torch, is it possible it would just burn all those cobwebs?
Try it.
All of them?
Oh, a lot of them, right? I mean,
if they're all connected to each other, it would go.
Yeah, exactly.
So, Crucible, I'm gonna tell you two things, or I guess Dan, I will tell you two things.
One, your character is dead.
And
two,
you're a spider now.
we'll always be friends. So the room that you are currently in is known as the False Treasury.
Sure.
The room that you are throwing a torch into is called the Hall of Webs. This ancient hall is
a good place to throw a torch.
Choked with spider webs, broken by a single clear path down its center.
Sure.
It has an arched ceiling 20 feet overhead, hidden behind thick webbing. At the eastern end, you can see a pair of bronze doors of ornate design.
Well, Crucible turns around and yells back to the party, "Well, do you want the good news or the bad news?"
Yes.
Guys, we're three secret chambers deep now.
Bad news first, please.
There are lots of cobwebs in here. Way too many.
Good
Burn
news.
Them, but...
Well, there's a secret passage back here. It must go somewhere.
I like the idea of trying to burn the cobwebs, because that is a thing that would work in real life. Maybe these are magic cobwebs that don't burn for some reason, but...
I think it's worth a shot.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to light some of the cobwebs on fire. Just standing in here, just reach out with the torch and try to light
If there are spiders
stuff.
In there, they probably would not like that.
That's Good. The point!
Yeah, you fail to curry favor with the spiders. I will tell you that the cobwebs do burn rather quickly, briefly, and brightly. There is a lot of them, and you'd really need to kind of go around and kind of
sweep
power wash. Yeah, power wash it, fire this chamber to get all the spider webs a lot.
Yeah, Elevore.
That's a great use of a level 3 spell.
I could just use the create bonfire cantrip.
Exactly. Yeah. Just toss it in.
Do any spiders skitter out, or is it just...
That's a good question.
It does not seem like the spider webbing here is dense enough to hide any spiders.
Oh, then we should just walk through.
Well, I think we should burn it first.
But what if it's all sticky in a trap?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There is a clear open path down the middle of the spider webs.
I don't care. Burn
as described.
All right, Elevore? How about this?
I'm sorry, Elevore does burn it as he's going through. That he's not going to leave
I'm
the cobwebs
sorry, pictured
behind.
Strahd somewhere. My vintage cobwebs!
He was decorating tomorrow's the office Christmas party.
I simply do not think that we should cast Fireball. If people wish to individually light it a flame with mundane fire,
how about
that is
this?
Fireball.
bonfire, which is mundane.
How about Elevor and Crucible basically walk like together, you know, side by side and do each side as they go?
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Whatever it takes to move us past this.
Okay.
That's what we do.
To the door.
Well negotiated, players. All right.
Just annoy the dungeon master until he lets you do whatever you want.
Yes.
It works with Scott, works with me. So just to put a hat on it, we are ignoring the conspicuously the big fancy chest in the false treasury that seems to murder at least one guy.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
Aragol, you can check out the chest.
I'm sure that Strud is the type of person who actually would put something cool inside the murder chest. However, it is probably just another axe.
Yeah.
Very true.
And we picked up so much money.
They're going to have to carry this for so very long.
We picked up so much money in the basement. It's like the coins don't even interest me at all.
Yeah.
Mm. What? I mean, what are we going to buy?
Also, yeah, you guys sound like just all jangly. Like each of you sounds like a coin jar walking down the hallway.
Some of us do not have any coins.
Yeah.
Your pockets are all saggy. So there are ornate, I believe they are brass doors here at the end of the Hall of Webs. That are the only obvious exit from this horrible, sticky room.
I will check them for traps.
All right.
I'm watching our rear. I will.
Also, I will say the thing that keeps giving me advantage is that basically if I move half my speed, I have advantage on perception and investigation check.
Jane, because I keep forgetting I should be doing this, I will give you guidance, so feel free to add a d4 to that check, whatever.
Lovely.
It is. Mm-hmm. I should be doing that more. Please remind me.
All right, that is a 26.
All right, you study the whole... I'm going to let you with a 26 study the whole hallway. The doors appear untrapped. They are fancy or ornate with, let's just say, we covered it earlier this episode, the Strahd sigil worked into each one. Mm-hmm. I will tell you, because you're so good at spotting secret doorways, Lena, there's totally a secret doorway back on the south wall of this hallway.
I bet she wouldn't have noticed that if we hadn't burned those webs.
That's true.
It would have been heavily obscured.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So,
what?
Yeah. I'm like looking at the door and I'm like, okay, I figured out this door. And also, you have right to burn the webs. There's totally a secret door back
picturing
there.
Lena's like examining the door, but she's got like a mirror out. And then in the mirror, she like glances, looks back, is like, oh, over there.
Yes. You know,
let's say this is a character thing that when Lena is working on stuff, she like has her blade up so she can like check behind her.
Mm-hmm. Smart.
Because she is paranoid.
One of the normal blades, not the sun blades.
So, okay, do we want to double back and go to the secret door?
I don't even know how many secret doors are beyond that secret door.
You know, I almost feel like showing you more secret passageways is like punishing you. We're into a 3-act situation here where it's like, are they going to find anything rewarding behind that secret door? Will it fulfill them emotionally or psychologically in any way? I know. No, it will not. But they rolled high, and I'm not going to cheat them of that secret door. Do I think they would be better off if they never found this secret door?
Yeah.
Yes.
We're
going to
do 100% completion.
Please, at least the secret doors.
We'll be done in 5 to 7 years.
The map will just be a square image.
I will just point out. That's just a wall.
I'm going into the wall.
I thought you were going to do the teleporting thing because I'm like, they're going to insist on mapping the whole basement before they use the teleporting thing. Surely they won't get to see this picture of Strahd that I commissioned 3 months ago for like a year. I'll just have this sitting in my folder burning into my heart.
Listen, we have a laser focus on treats. Love treats.
Yep, that's true.
All right.
Just like dogs and ponies.
Yep.
This door, now that you know it's there, it's really just a simple panel that swings open, and there is a very strange passageway beyond that you are going to find moderately to extremely frustrating.
Okay.
This is a weird room beyond. Let me just check. I think there's an official description.
Weird room
of it.
Beyond. My favorite D&D website.
appears to be a chute.
Yeah, shaft of some kind.
There's a tiny, there's like basically a ledge, and it overlooks a shaft that plunges into darkness and continues upward. Yeah.
He probably uses this to get around the castle.
I was thinking, or somebody it does look like falls down from a place above. Like,
it does look like there are some mechanisms built into the walls here.
Is this such that a staff elevator?
Did someone call me?
It does seem like this is some kind of, I mean, I don't know how this this works with adventurer brains versus player brains, but this does seem like you found the middle of an old-timey elevator shaft.
Well, because we've been to one in Rictavio's tower before.
Sure,
so
yeah.
We know the idea elevators. Of elevators is...
Sorry, I'm just picturing Strahd giving directions when the help comes to, like, oh, yes, you just go to the study, put out the flames, go to the secret thing, don't touch the treasure, put a thing in the torch wall, go through, don't go down the cobweb, take a right, take the sewer door to the shaft, it takes you up. And everyone's like, now, man, here's your pizza, I'm going home.
It does seem like, based on the amount of cobwebs, no one else has been here in quite some time. But it's possible that, for example, so there's metal chains kind of in the corners of this dark, cold shaft that look like perhaps they connect to something above or below what you're currently seeing here. And maybe that is how Strahd prefers to arrive at this strange hallway.
I mean, maybe it's like this is the floor that he just doesn't go to very often. It's like that Babylon 5 episode, Gray 17 is missing, where they just program it so the elevator never stops there. And like all the other floors are very well visited. We don't know.
Castle Ravenloft is a very big place with very few occupants. There's a lot of disused stuff.
So does it seem like the machinery, like there were any call buttons or anything that we would use here?
Let me just check. Let's see here.
I feel like tugging on one chain, if there's one at each corner.
They are
not
positioned in a place that you could like easily interact with them.
Somebody have to jump.
Mage hand.
Wee!
Spider monkey.
Oh, I guess I could spider climb.
Spider monkey.
Yeah, but we don't necessarily want to burn spells on just investigating an elevator.
I actually don't agree.
But it is worthwhile to have this in our back pocket.
Yeah.
Like if we are being chased. Maybe we hop down Featherfall.
There does not seem to be any mechanism in place suggesting that whatever carriage compartment goes up and down this shaft must have the control mechanisms within it.
Gotcha.
So it is what I've surmised based on this paragraph I read.
Now that we found a chute, shall we go check out the ornate copper doors?
Before we go, I want to, I guess, use like maybe the magic axe, and I just want to make like a mark on the wall, like chisel part of the wall, just in case we find ourselves in this elevator some other time, just to, like to that we know.
Brule Dish was here. Yep.
It's
it's an axe, but that's what it means.
Yep.
Yeah.
So we'll be able to tell what floor this is on. Smart.
You head back down the hallway and cast open the brass doors into another ancient-looking chamber that it does not look like it gets a lot of foot traffic here. This is... Two?
Spider Room 2, the sequel.
This is this room. It seems like you're getting closer to the exterior walls of the castle. You can hear rain and thunder from outside, and this room is noticeably cold and damp compared to the other passageways. Certainly, much closer much more so than the study.
No windows.
There are veils and curtains of webbing filling this room, making it kind of hard to gauge how deep or wide it is. A single narrow path leads to the dark center of the room, where a rope hangs dangling from somewhere above.
Burn everything.
I bet it's not a rope. I bet it's a spider web.
Or it's a bell. This is the bell tower.
Yeah.
Oh. Anyway, burn some spider webs. It served us well here.
Am I familiar with Ravenloft having bells? Like, have I ever heard
the bells of Ravenloft?
Bell bonging.
You have heard the bell bonging.
The bell bonging.
You know,
the bells dark of bing bongs.
Yeah, the dark bing bongs of Ravenloft ring only rarely. And the as a Borovian born and bred, you know that when the bing bongs bing or bong, it is a time of dark tidings in Borovia. It has been many years since you have heard those, but only on the darkest of nights, in the darkest of times, have the bells of Ravenloft bing dead bong.
Ask not for whom the bing bongs. Bongs for Strahd.
I'm trying to create a very specific Gothic aesthetic.
Who do we think it Nailed trolls it. More to ring the bell? Does it troll like all
don't,
of Borovia?
Don't no bongs.
Or
no,
does it troll Strahd because it's
just
at a time?
What about
different.
What about just like a little bit? Like a little bit. What if you just no. give it like a little like a jaunty?
No, I think that's like texting Strahd and saying, "Hey, bud,
we found your bells.
We found your bells.
This is where we are.
Because peace out, bye."
I could totally thunderclap or thunderwave the bell. Just what? Straight up.
That's unnecessary.
All right. Crucible will wend it their way.
It's like firing fireworks at a fire.
It's a bell. It's not that bad.
I'm just saying there's a rope to activate the bell. You don't need to use a
giant. I don't trust the rope. I'm not pulling on a spider's long web tail.
Telling you not to do that. Yes. Dan, need to worry.
That is the scientific definition of the stream of web that comes out of a spider's.
Elevor, aren't you friend to all animals?
Spinneret. Except evil ones.
Oh, well.
That's
judgmental. Like chill animals, Tony.
Yeah.
Cool. Crucible will wend their way up to the rope and raise the spear that's all light cantripped to see what's up there.
It does look like there is something. This chamber, it does seem like the ceiling is very high. It's hard to tell through the webbing, but it seems like the idea that this might be a bell tower, or that you are at the base of a bell tower, seems like a reasonable conclusion. If you're fancy, a belfry.
What if we just climb the bell rope?
No. That would make bell. It bing and bong.
And you're going to what? Climb up into the bell?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's just the stupidest thing I've heard today. It's not like there's a false treasury outside of a belfry.
That is stupid. Why is the belfry hidden behind a web room, an elevator, and
truly
a
truly, the architecture of Ravenloft is maddening as Strahd himself.
This is like if Lovecraft got really bored.
Maybe ring the bell defeats Strahd.
This terrible geometry of rooms.
What was that, Erica?
You have seen the horrors of non-Euclidean geometry. Now marvel at the horrors of very Euclidean but foolish geometry.
I'm just saying maybe the ringing the bell actually is like the secret way to defeat Strahd, and just we're just going to turn around and walk
That's
away.
It. Ding, yeah. ding dong, the witch is dead, all right? If we learned anything.
The prophecy.
We already killed the witch.
Not vampires.
Yeah, and we killed the witches.
Witches, vampires,
you do know that there are other witches.
Oh,
there are other witches in Borovia, for they are vying for who will control. All right. Who will rule?
Elevor does offer to spider climb to the top, which would not have to ring the bell because he could climb the wall to check it out if people want that.
I feel like we didn't come all the way through all these secret rooms to not ring this bell.
That's how Elevor feels too, but he's being very restrained.
Does somebody have Featherfall? Is somebody able to cast that spell on all of us? Because if so, I would say, sure, ring the bell, and if we get in trouble, we just jump down the shaft. We're away.
If you fill the room with water, then I can let you walk on it, but I can't.
Does somebody have to create water?
Drown and then us.
So we do also have the entire rest of the floor.
Jane's like,
but I'm
don't
so
ring
puzzled
the bell.
About the bell.
I know.
There
I
were like
ring
six
it.
Doors off the study, and
listen,
you guys are like, no, we're walking
is,
through the fireplace.
We have detected and avoided so many traps. Uh-huh. This is another trap. He knows that adventurers will want to ring the bell.
What is
and then he'll come and
quite
eat you.
I do like the idea.
I was just quite, as your friend and also Dungeon Master, so far all you've done is argue about the bell. There may be other things of note in this room.
I still, Brodish is still going to say, somebody needs to burn these webs. We need to see what's going on in this room. And once that's done, then I do kind of like the idea of perhaps Elevore spider climbing to see what else, since this is a really high room, maybe there's a cubby hole that has some important information. Some lore, perhaps.
Crucible and Elevore will start by helping to clear the webs out of the room.
My God, I'm playing Broldish so much smarter than she actually is.
I was going to say, Broldish is being the voice of reason right now.
Broldish
knows that if she rings the bell, Lena's looking at her like, don't you do it. Don't you do it.
Elvor was about to call for rock, paper, scissors against Lena to decide if he can ring the bell.
Broldish is wise.
You got there just in time.
So you can ring the bell if you want to. Lena won't like it, but...
So with the webs cleared... Let's do some perception checks.
Oh, did we just skip ahead to the webs?
We started clearing some webs.
You start clearing some webs, and as you do, you hear from far above in the belfry the sound of kind of scuttling legs, and perhaps in the torchlight glint many, many red, multifaceted eyes looking down at you in the darkness. Eyes filled with hate and anger, because you are burning all of their handcrafted artisanal webs. And as you think, what a great job we have done here today, several giant spiders drop down into the belfry, apparently just around Crucible, because nobody else put their token in the chamber.
Oh no.
Not true.
Ready to feast upon whatever bodily fluid.
This is a terrible website.
On that note, good night.
How
everybody.
Long did you have that one waiting?
10-20 seconds.
I will
you
point
can
out
stop
these
adding
are five
tokens now, Tony.
Well, there are five giant spiders in the belfry with Crucible and Elevore and others. I will point out you've fought giant spiders before. These will be a momentary annoyance you'll deal with next time, but things could have been far, far worse.
A momentary annoyance. Questions such as these.
Crucible and Elevore, as you are clearing out the fire, I'm also going to tell you that you're going to love this. There's a secret passage to the north.
Oh, Lord help us.
I told you we had to burn those webs.
I'm just going to tell you, I think Strahd might be a jerk.
Always clear the
webs.
Hey, if I could build a giant castle, I would put a crap ton of secret doors in it too.
I would have no real doors. Just all secret doors.
Dan, when all your doors are secret doors, none of your
doors. That's true.
That's not true. That is not true at all.
All right. Surely these five giant spiders will be no threat to our adventures. But what awaits behind the secret door? Is it yet more secret doors? Doors that will drive them to madness. Doors that will open something within themselves. What evil awaits them? What horrors? What things that they will be annoyed that they find will be beyond? For answers to questions as such as these, tune in next time to the Duck and Pony Show.